everybody. Welcome back to Radio Imbibe from Imbibe Magazine. I'm Paul Clark, Imbibe's editor-in-chief. And in the years that I've been writing about and talking about and just overall enjoying cocktails and cocktail bars and the people who make cocktails, it's been interesting to see how each city or region or country can progress in its own kind of development and evolution and over time create a cocktail culture that's unique to that place. Over the past 20 or 30 years, we've seen this evolution play out in cities like New York and London and San Francisco and Sydney, and in Tokyo and Buenos Aires and Hong Kong and Mexico City. And now we're also seeing the same kind of development and evolution take place in cities like Cape Town and Nairobi as the progression of cocktail and hospitality culture takes firmer root across the African continent. African bars and bartenders have enjoyed a big boost in the last couple of years, largely thanks to the Ajabu Festival, which launched in 2024 in Cape Town and Johannesburg, and has very quickly become one of the world's signature events dedicated to cocktails, bartenders, and the hospitality community. The next round of Ajabu is coming up in late November in Cape Town, with additional events planned for early 2026 in Cape Town and Johannesburg. So in anticipation of these events, we're talking for this episode with the two founders of the Ajabu Cocktail and Spirits Festival, Colin Asare Apia and Mark Talbot Holmes, about how this festival originated, what's been the experience thus far, and what kinds of projects Ajabu supports throughout the African bar and hospitality communities. Colin, Mark, welcome to Radio Imbibe.
Hello.
Greetings. How are you?
Nice to meet you.
I'm glad to have you on, and I'm glad that I caught you at a busy time, because at the time we're talking, the countdown is running for several events in the Ajabu Cocktail and Spirits Festival in the days ahead. Now, Ajabu is an event that the two of you introduced starting last year in 2024. So before we get into the plans for late 2025 and 2026, fill us in on the genesis of all this. Why did you see a need for an event, a festival of this nature in Africa? And what was your goal in first putting this together? Colin, could I ask you to get us started?
Yeah, of course. As someone who's been in the industry for the best part of a few decades now, I'd always seen how cocktail festivals have always been a space and a place of community, and how they really uplifted the skill sets of the craft and how it's made it more professional. And I've always appreciated what that has done to things like tails and so on. And Mark and I were always having conversations around what we could do together around a festival in Africa, and Ajabu was born.
Colin and I went to Africa in 2022 in November to visit some friends and to look at the African bar market and brands and see really what was happening there. And we were sitting on the Malecon, or the front at Cape Town, and Colin turned to me and said, "Mark, there's no festival here. Why don't we do one? It's something I've been thinking about doing for years," because Colin's been shining a light on Africa at Tales of the Cocktail for many, many years now. And I turned around and said, "Colin, that's going to be a fantastic adventure. Let's do it." And here we are. We launched 14 months later in March 2024. We've grown 100% every festival, March, November, March. And we are now coming into the fourth Ajabu Festival in Cape Town on the 24th of November this year, which we've expanded three times. So the timing of the festival has just been amazing. And we've really caught the zeitgeist at the moment of people's interest in Africa. Something that you can't plan to do is, you know, the universe has been very kind and the timing's been perfect. But everything has come together. Everybody wants a festival. The timing's right. The support we're getting has been fluid flowing, which is something so unusual, I think, when you start any business or new festival. So it's been quite magical, the effect of the festival and the way it's come about.
Fantastic. And as you mentioned, the festivals have been taking place in Cape Town and Johannesburg, but you're aiming to engage with bartenders in the industry from across the continent. Is that correct?
Yes, correct. We really want to be a space and a place from everyone across the continent, to have a space and a place where people can come together. And they can, as we like to say, they can come together to connect, to collaborate and create. And it's a pan-African festival. And we always try and ensure that we have representation from different countries and different cities in Africa. And of course, Hero, just being named number 69 best bar in Africa at the moment, which is an amazing accolade for them. They've always been ever-present partners with us, same as Front Back in Accra. They've always been ever-present bars, and now we're bringing on bars from Nigeria, bars also from other bars from Kenya as well. And then we have our bars on the ground in South Africa, like Sin and Tax, Smoking Kills, and so on, and Obscura. And then on top of that, we invite all of our international guests, which layers another depth of connectivity onto the festival, which is proving to be an amazing collaboration at the moment.
I was wondering about that energy on the ground. Once you bring all of these bar teams together from across Africa and then inject these folks, as you mentioned, folks like Sips from Barcelona or Tommy's in San Francisco, and you have all of them mingling and sharing their experiences together. What is that energy on the ground like when you have these festivals going on?
Oh, so far it's been amazing. People have made real friendships over the last 2 years of being connected. One of the things that we've noticed is when Eric Van Beek from Handshake Bar, when he came with his team, he was so enamored with what was happening on the ground that he invited all of the bars that he had visited to come to Handshake and do a pop-up at Handshake. We helped facilitate that this year in 2025, in July 2025. Where we helped facilitate taking those bars to your Handshake for them to pop up, because he wanted to give them his platform that he had created to shine a light on Africa and on the festival, which is a very humbling moment for all of us, that someone with his stature, he didn't have to, he really felt that there was a need for him to get involved, as I like to say.
And we should note that, yes, this festival is about bringing these hospitality professionals together for several days of collaboration and creativity, but you've also aimed at a longer-term education and enrichment and support for hospitality workers across Africa, communities across Africa, through scholarship programs with, for example, Professional Bar Training, Wine and Spirits Education Trust, Edinburgh Whiskey Academy. What kind of need is there for this kind of support and scholarships and engagement within the industry and within these communities? Why is that such a foundational part of what you're doing there?
Well, education is foundational, as we all know. I grew up in the UK bar industry, and we're at a point where, you were there, even here as well, when everyone's scrambling around looking for all those vintage cocktail books. Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember, there was a platform that we all used to jump on, which is very beta at the time. And I'm trying to think of it. Who had it? Not Drink Boy.
Yeah, there was the Drink Boy. Yeah.
Drink Boy. Yeah. Jesus Christ, that was a long time ago. But there's just this hunger for education. And it's amazing to have everyone coming together to actually be able to provide everyone with the tools to be able to grow their knowledge base. The scholarships that we have had with WSET and the which other ones was it, Mark?
Edinburgh Whiskey Academy.
Edinburgh Whiskey Academy, that's it. I've really provided everyone the opportunity to really level up, because you can only learn more, right? I mean, it's really important that everyone has a foundational basis for education, and then the industry can just grow, and it professionalizes the industry. Like anywhere, I remember when we all first started in Europe and in America, everyone was looking to ensure that the industry had an educational platform which really provided a professionalism. And that's what we're doing with all of these scholarships, and everyone's really appreciating the opportunity to be able to apply for these scholarships, and it's changing the dynamic of the industry on the continent.
And also there's been support and engagement with charities and community support. And Mark, I think you had something about that.
Yes, to say 70% of those scholarships have been given to women. And that's really important, because Ajabu is about the representation of everybody behind the bar, and most especially women. The more women that can come into the industry, the better it is for the industry all around. So it's an optical change that's happening that people can see, and it empowers a much broader spectrum of society to realize that they can all make a career in hospitality, who weren't realizing that before, because now they can see themselves behind the bar.
Yeah, representation matters. And I've always been a big promoter of that in my career. As you know, Paul.
Now, yeah. As we noted earlier, these events have been taking place in Cape Town and Johannesburg. But this past summer,
yep.
You also brought several bar teams to New Orleans for Tales of the Cocktail. What was that experience like to share this kind of interaction and energy with the largely American, but also very international crew that comes together in New Orleans every year?
Yeah, Tales is, for all of us, as we know, is one of the biggest cocktail community festivals in the world. And we asked to bring Ajabu and our partners to Tales of the Cocktail so that people could experience what was happening on the continent in real time. So we came, we set up a little seminar at the beginning of the session, which was standing room only, which is an amazing testament to the interest and the appetite that people had to get involved with what was happening on the ground on the continent. Also, we had the opportunity to showcase all of the bars that we've been working with. So we had Synantax from Johannesburg, we had Fable from Cape Town, we had Frontback also from Ghana, the guys from Hero Bar were there as well, and then we had a drinkery who came along as well from Cape Town to showcase their skills at Tales of the Cocktail. And then on top of that, we had our partners who had been to Ajabu before popping up with them. So you had people like Tiffany Berriot, who really wants to come. She hasn't been yet, but she really wanted to get involved. We had Capri, Robinson and Princess, who had been before as well. Uno Zhang, who is the bartender's bartender just now, 50 Best. He wanted to take part, and he did. We had True Laurel, Nicholas Torres as well. He took part. Atwater Social Club as well. Oh, we had Julio Bermejo as well, Mr. the Agave Master himself. So, you know, we had some really iconic figures who've already been to Ajabu, who wanted to come and get involved and take part in what was happening at Tales of the Cocktail. And it was an exciting celebration of what is happening on the continent. And it really demonstrated and showed the connectivity of the industry across the world. And it was just a proud moment for Mark and I as well to see the effect that Ajabu was having on the cocktail culture.
And I think it also made people very aware about what incredible talent and ingredients there are in Africa. And it stimulated and inspired lots of the top bartenders in the world who came, about how amazing Africa is, how much talent there is, but also how many incredible flavors there are that they can take from Africa to use across the world. And so Africa is inspiring the rest of the world. The rest of the world is helping to inspire Africa. So it's going both ways now, which is fantastic.
Now, coming off this energy from Tales of the Cocktail, coming off this energy from the previous events, as you mentioned earlier, there's an event coming up in November and then again in March. What can we expect to see from these upcoming rounds now that you have some experience behind you and this, you know, wind in your sails?
So in November, we are expanding the festival from 10 to 30 bars. We're creating lots of individual cocktail safaris in five areas of Cape Town, so people can go out over the five nights of the festival and be in Sea Point or Clue Street or Bree Street or Waterfront, and they can just spend the evening in those areas going around between 5 and 12 bars in each area, tasting cocktails and experiencing celebrating the art of the cocktail and the incredible bartenders that are in Cape Town and have come from the rest of the world.
And then, you know, again, looking a little bit further afield, you know, now that you have some experience behind you and you've learned a few things from putting this together, when we have this conversation again several years from now, what would you like to have accomplished? What would you like the impact to be within the African hospitality community when you look a few years out?
Ooh, that's a great question. One of the things that I really would love to see is I'd love to see the cocktail community as a whole viewing all the amazing countries on the continent of Africa as a place where they can go and grow their careers, very much as what you're seeing with European bartenders growing their careers in Mexico, growing their careers in Asia. We want to see that level of investment and opportunity happening in Africa. And also for a bar from Africa to be top 10 bars in the 50 best or winning one of the Spirited Awards at Tails. And I think it will happen a lot sooner than we think. it's a big Hail Mary, but we're paying for it. Let's go. I don't think it's unobtainable. I think it's very close.
And Colin and Mark, we're heading toward the end here. What final thoughts or information should we know about the festival, or how to find out more or get involved?
The fastest way to get involved is to go to www.ajabufestival.com and sign up. That will have all the travel plans on there about how to get there from outside of Africa. You are so welcome. Please come. And
yes,
we would love that.
Come.
And come and experience the incredible energy, life and excitement of Cape Town, which is just one of the most magical places I've ever been in the world. But most importantly, the people there are just so welcoming, so friendly, have so much gratitude and are so much fun. So it's really exciting to come to Cape Town because you always discover new drinks, new cocktails, new incredible bars and bartenders. It's a massively thriving and growing hospitality sector because there's so much amazing ingredients and food and wine to try, as well as cocktails.
Yeah, exactly. And then also people can follow us on Instagram at Ajabu Festival. That's really easy. And please, anyone who's listening, just click on there and join. And you can see and follow what's happening. Book a ticket and come. And it's twice a year, and there's a very simple reason for us to do it twice a year, because different people can come at different times of the year, and we're keeping a constant focus on the dynamic spirit of what's happening on the continent.
Gentlemen, thanks so much for all of your time and the information, and best of luck with the upcoming event.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much. And don't forget, always get involved, bruv. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Once again, you can find out more about the Ajabu Cocktail and Spirits Festival online at ajabufestival.com. And you can also follow them on Instagram at Ajabu Festival. Just follow the link in this episode's notes. And that's it for this episode. Subscribe to Radio Imbibe on your favorite podcast app to keep up with all our future episodes. We've got tons of recipes and articles for you online on our website, imbibemagazine.com. Keep up with us day-to-day on Instagram, Pinterest, Threads, and Facebook. And if you're not already a subscriber to the print and or digital issues of Imbibe, then here's the perfect opportunity to change that. Just follow the link in this episode's notes, and we'll be happy to help you out. I'm Paul Clark. This is Radio Imbibe. Catch you next time.